Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Tes. Today we're going to talk about Megillas Tainus. The first half of the daf is all about Megillas Tainus. We have a discussion whether the various days that are singled out in Megillas Tainus as special days, days of celebration, days of joy, whether we are still Noheg Megillas Tainus or we are not Noheg Megillas Tainus. The Gemara is going to bring three rayas to try to figure this out throughout the bottom of Yud Ches and Beis and the top of and throughout Yud Ches and Aleph. We're going to be going through three different proofs whether Megillas Tainus is batal or not, and then we're going to come to a maskana that it in fact is a machlokas tanaim, and we're going to come to a maskana lahalacha as well on the top of Yud Ches and Beis. Then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is. We're going to go back to the discussion of the Mishnah about the different months that the Shluchei Beis Din would go out to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh was, and we're going to talk about why it was necessary to have Shluchei Beis Din go out in Tishrei if you already had Shluchei Beis Din go out in Elul, and we can just count 30 days from then and we'll know everything we need to know about Tishrei. We're also going to discuss why Adar Sheni is not mentioned in the Mishnah as a month that Shluchei Beis Din would have to go out. If there was a second Adar and we're knowing Purim in that second Adar, so shouldn't we need Shluchei Beis Din for that as well? And then there's going to be the, once we talk about the Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon, we're going to have a machlokas and a discussion as to how many days there are in each Chodesh Adar. Is there a set number of days? Is it always a 29 day month, always a 30 day month by Adar Sheni and by Adar Rishon as well, or is it something that's more flexible based on the year? So let us begin now. We are holding all the way back on Yud Ches Amud Beis, probably about 15 lines before the end of the page. Itmar, first words on line of the Seder Peronios, we're up to Itmar. Itmar, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Batal Megillas Tainus. Rav and Rabbi Chanina both hold that Megillas Tainus is already batal, that the Megillas Tainus, which is a book that we still have, we don't learn it so much, but there's a book that has all the days that were days of celebration for a variety of reasons, and you aren't allowed to say a hesped, you aren't allowed to fast on those days. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina say those days no longer apply. We are allowed to fast, we're allowed to say hespedim, we're allowed to treat those days as sad days if we want. They're no longer days of celebration. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi, Amri, lo batal Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi say, no, Megillas Tainus is not batal, it's still intact. So Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri batal Megillas Tainus. Rav Rabbi Chanina will explain the reason that they hold that Megillas Tainus is batal. Hachi kamar, zman shi yishalom yu l'sasson l'simcha, ein shalom tzom. Just like when it comes to the fast days, where we discussed from the Navi Zechariah that the Navi refers to the Tzom HaRevi and the Tzom HaChamishi and the Tzom HaShvi and the Tzom HaSiri, but he refers to them as days of L'sasun L'simcha at the same time. And the Gemara had said, well, which is it? Is it days of Tzom or is it days of Sasun L'simcha? And the Gemara says, well, it depends when in history you're dealing. If you're talking about the Bizman Shabbos Mikdash, Kaim Bizman Shalom, when we had a Beis Mikdash, so then these are days of celebration. If you're dealing with times of a Gzeros against Klal Yisrael, so then they're days of Tzom. And if you're dealing with times that are neither Shalom nor Gzeros against Klal Yisrael, then we could do whatever we want with it. Then it's Ratzu Masan, Ratzu Ein Masanin. So Vahanach Nami Kihani. So we would say the same thing about the Megillas Tainus, meaning the Megillas Tainus is days of celebration when it's Shas Shalom, when there's a Beis Hamikdash. But when there's no Beis Hamikdash, so there's no reason to treat it like special days. So the Megillas Tainus are just like the fast days. That just like the fast days are batal, the Megillas Tainus is batal as well. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi Amri, lo batal Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi disagree. They say, no, Megillas Tainus is not batal. Hani hu detalinu rachmanin bebinyan beis hamikdash, aval hanach kedekaimi kaimi. When it comes to the fast days, so the psukim directly link it to the binyan beis hamikdash. That meaning we're fasting because of the loss of the beis hamikdash. So when we have a beis hamikdash, it's not worth fast. It's not something that we're supposed to fast about. And when we don't have a beis hamikdash, we need to fast about it. So that's why those fast days are batal when we have a beis hamikdash. But the Megillas Tainus has nothing to do directly with the Beis HaMikdash. The Megillas Tainus is about a variety of different events that took place that have absolutely nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So it shouldn't make a difference whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or not. Even within the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, we should still celebrate the Megillas Tainus. So this is the Machlokas Amoraim. Now the Gemara throughout the rest of Yud Ches and Beis and Yud Ches and Aleph is just going to bring proofs to try to figure out which opinion is correct. So we're going to have a total of three proofs to figure it out. So proof number one. Masrav Kana, Maisa begaz Rutainis Bechanaka Belud. One time there goes a fast on Chanukah in the city of Lud. Now Chanukah is part of the Megillas Tainis. We think of it as regular Yantif, as part of our cycle, but it's part of the Megillas Tainis. So there goes a fast day on Chanukah in Lud, and when this Gzeira happened for a fast day, V'yard Reb Loza V'rachatz Reb Yishua V'siper, in order to demonstrate that they are not being mekabel this as a fast day, and that this is a mistake, that you cannot be gozer this as a fast day, Reb Lazar went to the bathhouse, so he very clearly, publicly went to the bathhouse to demonstrate that this is not a fast day, and Reb Yishua went and he took a haircut. And if you look at Rashi, V'yard Reb Lazar, Reb Yishua, Achar Churban Abayis Havu, they lived after the Churban Abayis, Tibimei Reb Yochum and Zakai, Rabam Charev Abayis, because their Rebbe was Reb Yochum and Zakai. Reb Yochum and Zakai was the leader of the Jewish community at the time of the Churban Abayis. So this was after the Churban Abayis, when you would think that Megillas Tainis is batal. So if Megillas Tainis is batal, there should be no Chanukah. There should be no problem of being Gozer Tainis on Chanukah. Not that there should be no Chanukah. We'll see soon, maybe the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is different. But certainly there should be no problem of fasting on Chanukah. And yet, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua objected to making a fast on Chanukah. And they said to them, if anyone fasted on Chanukah, you need to fast again for the Avera of fasting on Chanukah. So you see very clearly that the Megillas Tainis is still intact, even after the Churban Abayis. So Amar Rav Yosef, Shaini Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. Rav Yosef says, no, you can't bring a raya from Chanukah. Chanukah is different because it's not only a day of Megillas Tainis. There were goes there a mitzvah. They were misakin a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as well. Samle Abayi v'tivtel ihi v'tivtel mitzvasa. Yeah, but that mitzvah is only because of the special nature of the day of Chanukah. But if Megillas Tainis is batel, then the nature of the day should be batel, and the mitzvah should be batel. The whole thing should go away. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Shaini Chanukah de Mefarsim Nisa. Now, what Rav Yosef really meant to say, what Rav Yosef explains, is that the reason Chanukah is different is that even though in a chinami, all of the other days of Megillas Tainis are batel, but because of the public nature of the miracle of Chanukah, the Chanukah is not batel. As Rashi says, Mefarsim Nisa, Kvaru Goli Lekol Yisrael Deshanagu Ba Mitzvos V'chziku Ba Kshal Torah V'lo Nechol Levato. Something that became such a critical part of the Jewish calendar that everybody's familiar with and everybody knows about the miracle, we can't be Mevatel that. So even though Megillas Tainis is Batel, all the other great celebratory days of Megillas Tainis are Batel, Chanukah is not Batel. Chanukah remains intact because of the unique nature of the miracle of Megillas Tainis. Now it's interesting what Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua did when they wanted to show that it's not a fast day, that they shouldn't accept it as a fast day. They went and they took a haircut and they took a bath. So the question is asked by the Achronim, well, why don't they just eat? If they would eat, that would also show that it's not a fast day. Taking a haircut, taking a bath, that's not as obvious. So the Achronim point out that it's beneath the dignity of Talmud Chacham to eat publicly. So they wouldn't eat publicly, and they have to do a Maisa Befarasya. They have to do something that was going to be a clear public demonstration. Or maybe if they would eat, maybe it wouldn't demonstrate that much, because maybe people would say, oh, they're probably not feeling well, they probably are a little bit sick. But bathing and getting a haircut are only the Tanuk. It's not something that a person needs for health. That's just something that a person does for enjoyment. So that would be muchach that from their actions that you're not allowed to fast on these days. Turi Evan wonders what getting a haircut has to do with tainus. I mean, on a fast day nowadays, you're allowed to get a haircut on. We're allowed to get a haircut on a tainus. There's no issue getting a haircut on a tainus. Bathing, we understand, because tainus tzibur is also berchitza. The Gemara in tainus says, but tisporas. There's no issur of tisporus on Tainus Tzibur. So the Chasid David brings a raya from here that tisporus is taka aser, that anything that's shel tainuk is aser. If a person enjoys getting a haircut, and people do, so then it's going to be aser based on this Gemara, that this is a raya that a taka is aser to get a haircut on a fast day. So the first raya that we thought from Chanukah, from the fact that they would not accept a fast day on Chanukah, must be that Batam Legilas Tainus, that raya doesn't work because Chanukah is different. So now we try a second raya. Most of Rav Acha Bar Huna Betlas Betishrei Betishrei Betelus at Karta Min Shtaraya, that on the third day of Tishrei was a day of Megillas Tainus, it was a day of celebration, because they got rid of the idea of writing the Shem Hashem in Shtaros. That it used to be, as the Gemara is about to explain, that for some reason they wrote the Shem Hashem in Shtaros. Once they got rid of that idea, of that minhag, of writing the Shem Hashem in Shtaros, they celebrated getting rid of that minhag. As Shagazra Malchus Yavan Gzeira, the Malchus Yavan made a Gzeira, Shalola Haskir Shem Shemayim Al Piyam. The Malchus Yavan made a Gzeira that the Jewish people are not allowed to mention the Shem Hashem, that they shouldn't be talking about God. Ukshagavra Malchus Chashmonai V'Natzchim, when the Malchus Chashmonai was victorious, Hiskinu Shem Haskinu Shem Shemayim Afil B'Shtaros, they went in the opposite direction. Not only are we allowed to be Masker Shem Shemayim now, but they said, now we're going to make a takana that whenever you write a star, you should always mention Hashem's name in the star. You should always write Hashem's name in the star. V'kacho Yukosvin, and this is how they would write a star. V'shnas kach v'kach liyochanan kohen gadol l'kel elyon. They would say, next X number of years to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, l'kel elyon. They would just put Hashem's name in the star. U'kishashamu chacham b'davar, when the chacham heard about this minag, that they're writing the Shem Hashem in the star, this takana, amru l'machra zepare eschavo, v'nimtza shtar mutal b'ashpa bitlum. So they said, this is a terrible idea, because people write shtaros for loans, it's a halacha. When you lend money, you have to write a shtar. People write shtaros all the time. So someone's going to write a shtar, and then the loan is going to get paid back. And what do you do with the shtar when the loan is paid back? You throw it out in the garbage. You rip it up. So the Shem Hashem is going to be mutal b'vizayon, it's going to be mutal b'ashpa. That's a terrible idea. So they were mevatel this minhag, they were mevatel this takana of writing the Shem Hashem, of writing the Shem Hashem in a shtar. So va'osa yom, in the day they were mevatel that takana, asu'u yom tov. They made that day into a yom tov, and that's Gimel Tishrei, that's one of the days of Megillas Tainus. Now v'yisal kadai tuchbatel Megillas Tainus, kamaisa batel achonaisa milsifin. Now if you hold that Megillas Tainus is batel, how could they have added this day of yantiv, meaning all the days of Megillas, this one's not in Megillas Tainus. So all the other days of Megillas Tainus, all the other days of yantiv that we made, we were mevatel all those extra days of yantiv. And now we're adding new ones? You can't add new ones. If we were interested in having more yom tov, we would have kept the ones that we had. So how could you add new ones if we were already mevatel them? So says Mar Hachamay Askinan, Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim. Maybe this story happened when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so Megillas Tainus was certainly not batel yet, and that's why they were misaking this day as a special day. Now the Ritva writes that some are makbid even where not to write the word Shalom, because that's also Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they won't write that in a shtar either, so they'll just write Shin Lamed Vav with a dash in front of it, because maybe it's going to be thrown into the garbage, and Shalom is one of the Shemos of Hashem. And the Ritva writes, Hamachmir Tava Olav Bracha, that someone who's Machmir should be Tava Olav Bracha. The Ramah in Yaradei Reisha in Vav Sif Yud Gimel says that Yesh Nisharin Lichtov Shalom, that Shin Lamed Vav with a dash, that some people are careful not to write the word Shalom but to only write with a dash, and the Shach says that most people are not Machpid about this, but it's something the Ramah says is worthwhile being Machpid about. Now the Tashbetz writes in Shuvah, there were places where in a Ksuva they would write Hakel Olam, they would write Shem Hashem in a Ksuba. And the Tashbe says that's absolutely incorrect. It's against our Gemara. I mean, people think a Ksuba, well, that's something that will be in a frame, and it's something that they'll have, and it's something that they're not going to, you know, they're not going to throw away. But a Ksuba is a shtar. It's a shtar where if it gets paid up, so that it has to be torn up or thrown in the garbage like any other shtar that gets paid up. So we don't, when a couple gets married, they don't look forward to the day that it's going to get paid up, but there is a very high likelihood that for one way or another, either with the Misa Sabal or with the or with divorce, that it will get paid up. So it's absolutely incorrect, says the Tashbetz, to write a Shem Hashem in a Ksuba. So they made this day, Gimel Tishrei, a Yom Tov, because they were able to mevatel this gzeira. One of the Achronim points out, the Chassan Sofer, Alatora, points out, he says, why were they Kovei of the Yom Tov and Gimel Tishrei, says the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are connected the Aseres HaDibros. Each of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva corresponds to one of the Aseres HaDibros in order. So the third day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Gimel Tishrei, is connected to Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. So it's dafka appropriate to make Gimel Tishrei the day to celebrate that they were no longer going to disrespect the Shem Hashem by being Zorik LaAshpa, by throwing these shtaros into the Ashpa, into the garbage. So there's also a discussion that from the Gemara makes this assumption that Kamaisa Batal, that if we got rid of all the old days of Megillas Tainis, so Achronaisa Mosifim, can we possibly add any new ones? So the Achronim discuss, so is this telling us that we are never allowed to add a Yantif, that we're never allowed to add a day of celebration on the calendars? The Prichadosh points out, you see from here, that once Megillas Tainis is Batal, we cannot add any Yomtov, Bein B'yachid, Bein B'tzibur. A person has a personal salvation. Something happens to him, some nes happens to him, so you make a suda soda, but to be koveya as a yantif, year after year, that day, says Prichadosh, you're not allowed to do it, because it's a kamaisa batal, a chanaisa mosifin, the Megillas Tainis is batal, so we're not allowed to add any more days. The Maram Alshker disagrees. He says, no, it is considered a yantif, and a personal yantif is even docha tishbav, a tishbav that's nidcha, at least a tishbav that's nidcha to Sunday, where you would be mesanavet and mashlimin, because a personal yantif actually has a status of a yantif. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says, and maybe you could be mechalik, maybe it's dafka and a yomtov for Nisan that happened in Eretz Yisrael, that we say batal Megillas Tainis. But maybe if it's something that happens in Chutz Laretz, maybe we are allowed to make a yomtov, because maybe that's a different kind of simcha, that it's a simcha for the fact that afba Eretz Aveim lo ma'astin, that even when we're in Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't totally abandoned us. And maybe that's, in such a case, you're allowed to make a yantif. And the Chassam Sofer says, because otherwise, we have a very, very hard time explaining why people made a yantif at a Lag BaOmer. It didn't happen until just a few centuries ago, but he says that people make it, doesn't appear in Shas, doesn't appear in Rishonim. How could people have a chutzpah to make a new yantif? It's a kamaisa batala, chanaisa mosifin. So Chassam Sofer says, maybe you could suggest, the Chassam Sofer doesn't seem happy about it, but he says, maybe you could suggest that it's based on the idea that only Yantuf in Eretz Yisrael, that it's somehow Mikdash related, that we're not going to add a new Yantuf. But otherwise, maybe we can. So so again, back in the Gemara now, so the Gemara had said that we're dealing with that the Yomtov of Gimel Tishrei that they had for getting rid of the Shem Hashem in Shtaros was Bizman Shabbos Mikdash HaYakayim that they came up with that Yantuf. So frak the Gemara, v'tepikle davale yom shenarek bo gedalia ben achikam. But anyway, shouldn't this be, if it was when the Beis Mikdash was around, shouldn't this have been a Yantuf anyway? Because this was Tzom Gedalia, and we already discussed from the Navi Zechariah that all the fast days are fast days when there's no Beis Mikdash, but when Bishas Shalom, they're all days of Yantuf, they're all days of celebration. So isn't Gimel Tishrei already a day of Yantuf because it was Tzom Gedalia, and when the Beis Mikdash was around, as Rashi points out, Beis Mikdash have a Kayim, belav achi have a Yantuf. If the Beis Mikdash was around, it was a Yantuf anyway, because it was Tzom Gedalia. This is a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that even the Zman Bayesheni, they would fast on Tisha B'Av, and the other fasts would be Tali Beretzonim, it would depend on what they wanted to do. So then this Kasha, the Gemara, is not really such a Kasha, meaning it wasn't really a time of Simcha, Bizman Bayesheni, according to the Rambam. So as Fasema says, that what the Rambam must mean to say is that when the Malchios or Sholtos al Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael doesn't have political autonomy, that's when we say that even when the Beis Hamikdash was around, we would still fast on Tisha B'Av and still have the right to fast on the other fast days. But Bizman Shemalchus Yisrael Sholta, so then these fast days were not fast days and they had to be days of celebration. That is the definition of Yesh Shalom. The Rambam couldn't deny the Gemara that when there's Yesh Shalom, that these days are days of celebration. So it could be that we're saying that Batal Megillas Tainis, the Gemara says that Bizman Shabbos Megillas Shoyekayim, and when the Gemara says rather that Bizman Shabbos Megillas Shoyekayim on the bottom of Amud Beis, what it means to say is that it's Bizman Shemalchus Yisrael Shaletas and the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim. So then the Gemara's Kasha makes sense, even according to the Rambam, that it's a day of celebration already. So why did they have to institute a new celebration? So Amarav Lo Nitzrucha Lesser Shalafanav. Now they had to institute a new day of celebration to tell us that not only are you not allowed to fast on Gimel Tishrei itself, you're not allowed to fast the day before Gimel Tishrei either. But wait a second, shouldn't the day before Gimel Tishrei anyway be Asr to fast because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh, meaning the day before Gimel Tishrei is Beis Tishrei, so that's the day after Rosh Chodesh, that's the day after Aleph Tishrei. So the Rishonim all ask the Kasha, it's not only the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim say, yeah, but based on the answer the Gemara gives, Rosh, as we'll see in a second, Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, Daraisa lo bai chizik. The fact that Rosh Chodesh Daraisa means that we don't have to Asr the day after Rosh Chodesh in Hesped V'tainis, because a Daraisa doesn't need that extra chizik. The Daraisa people are going to take seriously enough anyway. We don't need to be mechazik dinim Daraisa, and therefore midin Rosh Chodesh, it would only be Asr V'Asr V'tainis on Rosh Chodesh itself, not the day after. But midin, this Gimel Tishrei, this special celebration of Gimel Tishrei, they would Asr the day before as well. So the Rishonim say, yeah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we knew that the day after Rosh Hashanah does not require, that Rosh Hashanah's Daraisa does not require chizik. We thought Rosh Chodesh maybe requires chizik also. There was such a hava amina that Rosh Chodesh would require chizik, that people don't take Rosh Chodesh that seriously. So the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, people take it seriously. But there was never even a hava amina that people would not take Rosh Hashanah seriously, that Rosh Hashanah would require chizik. The problem is, with that approach, the Rishonah point out is, if we already understood that Rosh Hashanah doesn't require chizik because it's such a serious day, why would I have a hava amina that when Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, then when Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are the same day, which is Echad B'Tishrei, that then people will take it less seriously? Then it's going to require chizik. That was the hava amina. And then we're told, no, Rosh Chodesh doesn't require chizik because it's Rosh Chodesh, because it's Daraisa. No, it shouldn't require chizik because it's both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So it's a very difficult back and forth, a very difficult shakla v'tarya in the Gemara, if you assume like that that approach in Rishonim, that that Rosh Hashanah, we already understood that Rosh Hashanah does not require chizik. The other point that the Rishonim make, the Ritva makes over here, is we're saying, well, the Beis Tishrei anyway, you shouldn't be allowed to fast, the Gemara says, because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. You know what else Beis Tishrei is? It's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Forget about the day after Rosh Chodesh. In itself, that day is Rosh Hashanah. So some of the Achronim say, oh, you see a Raya to Rashi, that they only observed one day of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi in yesterday's daf, we saw Rashi said that they relied on the Rov, and they only observed one day of Rosh Hashanah. So maybe this is where Rashi got the idea from. But otherwise, it's a strong kasha, that it itself is the second day. So the Ritva says, no, we're talking in the Beis Havad, in Yerushalayim itself, where they only were knowing one day of Rosh Hashanah. You have to say something to make the second day a day whose special quality is just that it's the day after Rosh Chodesh, not that it's Rosh Hashanah itself. Titania, we have a brisa. Hayam me'ilaksum b'Megillas Tainus asurim be'lifneim be'nachreim. The days of Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast or on the day of Megillas Tainus, the days before and the days after Megillas Tainus. But yet Shabbosos Yom Tovim heim asurim lifneim be'nachreim mutarim. When it comes to Shabbos and Yantif, yeah, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yantif, but you're allowed to fast the days before them and the days after them. Ma hefresh ben zelazeh. Why should we treat Shabbos and Yantif with less respect than the days of Megillas Tainis? Nah, lalu divrei Torah, vein divrei Torah, tzrichim chizik, halalu divrei Sofrim, v'divrei Sofrim, tzrichim chizik. It's all based on that idea that when it comes to dinim daraisa do not require chizik, dinim derabanan require chizik. The Gra brings a raya from here that even though the Ramah says in Siman Tav Chav Tes that it's a mitzvah to be marbe besuda beisru chag, that's only if you're not fasting. But if one is allowed to fast in isru chag, meaning if a person is fasting for some reason that he had to be mekabel tainus, that's okay, says the Gra on Isru Chag, because it's Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah don't require chizik. Yom Tov, the day after Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast. It's not something that we are knowing in Isru of Tainus. It's just that if you're going to be eating anyway, so then you should be marbe b'suda midin Isru Chag. So anyway, frekli marbe tebekele davle yom shalfnei yom shenarag bo gedali ben achikam. But shouldn't the second day of Tishrei anyway be us? Be Asr Behesped, because it's the day before Tzom Gedalia. So it's the day, again, we're talking about Zman Shabbos Mikdash HaYikayim, where Tzom Gedalia was a Yom Tov. So we said that the whole reason we had to make Gimel Tishrei a Yom Tov was not for Gimel Tishrei itself, because Ein Achinami, Gimel Tishrei is Tzom Gedalia. We had to make it a Yom Tov because of to include the Isra of Tainus on the day before Gimel Tishrei. But the day before Gimel Tishrei is covered by it being the day before Tzom Gedalia. So you shouldn't need to make a new Yantav on Gimel Tishrei because of not saying Shem Shemayim in the Shtar, just so that Beis Tishrei will be Asur B'Tainus. Beis Tishrei is Asur B'Tainus anyway, because it's the day before Tzom Gedalia. So Amar Ravashi, Gedalia ben Achikam Divrei Kabbalah hu. V'Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah damu. So no, Tzom Gedalia is Divrei Kabbalah, it's not a Din Midrabanan. And Divrei Kabbalah is ki Divrei Torah. We treat Divrei Kabbalah like Divrei Torah. And the Halach is Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, things that are Daraisa, the day before and the day after, are not included in the Isra of Tainus. So the day before Tzom Gedalia would not be also Asur B'Tainus. It's only because it's the day before Gimel Tishrei, which when we mevatel the Askaros and the Shtaros, that's when it became Asur B'Tainus. How far do we take this idea that Divrei Torah are Kedivrei Kabbalah, Prima Gadim, and Hilchos Megillah raises the Suffolk? By Kriyas HaMegillah, do we say Suffolk Derabanan Lekula, or do we assume that it's Suffolk Lechumra? Because Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. It's not a mitzvah midarabban. It's not a mitzvah midaraisa. So if you take divrei Torah kedivrei Kabbalah dummy all the way, and you take it very literally, so then divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah would tell you it's something daraisa lechumra. But if you say no, that for certain halachos, not for other halachos, so maybe we would say something darabban lekula. This is a machlokas rishonim. This suffix of the Prima Gadin is really machlokas rishonim. The she'iltos in she'ilta lamed hey discusses by a suffix with kriya of avelus. With tearing kriya by avelus, you have to be machmir, and the Netziv in the Hamek Shela explains that since the mitzvah of kriya is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah and Safik divrei Kabbalah, so we're holik lechumra because Safik daraisa lechumra divrei Kabbalah is kedivrei Torah. The Shiltos understands, but the Ramban and the Rashba say that by Megillah, when there's a Safik in the chiyuv kriya of Megillah, we go lekula Safik d'rabban lekula. So it sounds like divrei Kabbalah are Kedinim D'Rabbanan, according to the Ramban and the Rashba. So it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. This also comes up, the Achronim discuss, there is a halacha that a child who turns 13, we assume that he's a gadol, we assume that he has Beis Sa'aros, based on a Chazaka D'Rava, that we assume that average 13-year-old already has Beis Sa'aros. But we rely on such a Chazaka for Dinim D'Rabbanan. We're not going to rely on a Chazaka for Dinim D'Araisa. That's why most shuls, they won't allow a Bar Mitzvah boy to lane Parsha Zachar, because Parsha Zachar is D'Araisa. So unless you're going to be Bodek for Beis Sa'aros, which is very uncomfortable. So sometimes send the kid to the doctor, or whatever, when the doctor examines. So if bodik for beis, unless you can be bodik for beis saros, to rely on that chazaka for a daraisa, maybe we want to. So there's a discussion in the poskim. What about a bar mitzvah boy laning the Megillah? Can you, do we assume, if Kriyas HaMegillah, Divrei Kabbalah, so the Choritz, Tali, and that Machlokas, the She'iltos, and versus the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. The third Raya now is to whether Megillah's Tainus is Batal or not. Masav Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Be'esr Mutman Yebei, Asas Besurta Tavatal Yudai, Delo Yidun Meo Raisa. That on the 28th day of the month, the good news came to the Jewish people that they are not, on the month of Adar, that it is one of the days of Megillah's Tainus, that they're not going to have to separate themselves from the Torah. Why, what happened? Shagazer Malchus Gezerah Shliyasku B'Torah, the Malchus made a Gezerah that the Jews shouldn't learn Torah, Vishlo Yimolus B'neim, they shouldn't give Bris Milah to their children, Vishayich Halu Shabbasos, and they'd have to be Mechal Shabbos. Ma also Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveru, so what did Yehuda ben Shemua and his colleagues do? They went to a certain noblewoman who had relationships with all of the Gedolei Rome, with all the important politicians in Rome. So they asked her what to do. So she advised them as follows. She said to them, "Go in during the night time when people's willpower has worn down a little bit and they have a little more rachmanas. So go and cry out and in the streets and in the town squares about how terrible this is for you and how painful this is. So they went and they cried and they screamed. Amru, ey shemayim, lo achichem anachnu, lo b'nei avechor anachnu, v'lo b'nei eimachas anachnu. They said, you're our brothers, aren't we? Aren't we brothers? Aren't we the sons of the same father? Aren't we the sons of the same mother? Why are you singling out the Jewish people to make these terrible gzeros against Klal Yisrael? Why should we suffer more than any other nation? And because of that hafkana, because of that demonstration that they made, ubitlum, they were mevatel the gzeros. Against Klal Yisrael. So it actually worked. The rare occasion where the hafkana actually works. And that day they made it a yom tov. But wait a second, if Megillus Tainus is batal, so we got rid of all the other Yom Tov, and why would they add a new Yom Tov? Why would they add a new day when we got rid of all the old ones? So you might want to say, this was when the Beis Hamikdash was around, just like we answered the last Raya. So the Megillus Tainus was not yet batal, the Megillus Tainus was still intact, so we were able to add a new Yom Tov. So Vahayuhuda ben Shmuel, Talmid Shor Meir, Vahayuhuda ben Shmuel was the Talmud of Rav Meir Basar Achiyava, and we know that Rav Meir was afterwards. Rav Meir was not in the time of Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim. Ditnan, how do I know that Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel was a student of Rav Meir? So we learn it from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a halacha that has absolutely nothing to do with our sugya, but it's going to happen to mention in this halacha that Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel says something in the name of Rav Meir. The halacha is klei zechuchah shenikvu. If you have a glass kli that had a hole in it, the hitif l'tochan ever, and you fill the hole with lead. Amar Rav Shmuel says Yehuda ben Shmuel mitamei mishum Rabbi Meir. Yehuda ben Shmuel is mitamei in the name of Rabbi Meir. He says that such a kli is tamei. So you see that Yehuda ben Shmuel is a talmud of Rabbi Meir. So it could not have been bezman shabes mikdash yekayim. What's the halacha? What's this talking about? So Rashi there. Rashi has two different interpretations. Tosfos has a third interpretation. But let's just say over the first interpretation of Rashi, the way Rashi understands it at first is we're talking about a kli, a glass kli that had already become tameh, and then it got a hole in it, and once it has a hole in it, it's tahar mitumaso. It now no longer is tameh because it's no longer functional, it's no longer usable because it has this hole in the kli. Then you fill it with lead. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel says that it goes back to becoming tameh. It's chozer l'tumaso. Once you fill it with lead, it didn't touch tuma again. It didn't become tameh again. And kli zechuch is generally speaking glass kalim. We assume that the tuma yeshana doesn't come back even when you repair glass kalim. Old tuma doesn't come back. Yeah, but that's when it's a glass kli. Now it's no longer a glass kli because now it has a lead filling. It's been filled with lead. So the maimid is mateches. What's holding this kli together and what's keeping this kli functional and usable is the lead. Is metal. So kli marchos, archos of the tumas yishana, and therefore will still have the status of tuma. That is how the first interpretation of Rashi understands the halacha under discussion over here. So anyway, the chum mitarin and the chum say that it's tahar in that case. Chum say no, it still has the din of klei zechuchas, and therefore it's tahar. But bottom line is we're still stuck over here because Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua apparently instituted a new day of Yom Tov. If you hold Megillas Tainus as bottle, you can't go around instituting new days of Yantif. So says Mar Tanoihi. Maybe it's Machlokas Tanoim whether Megillus Tainus is bottle or not. The Tanya, Yamma Eluxum be Megillus Tainus, Bain Bismash Bismigashkayim, Bain Bisman Shain Bismigashkayim, Asurin Divra Meir. Rameir holds the days of Megillus Tainus, both when the Beis Hamikdash was around and now that the Beis Hamikdash is not around, these days remain Asur Behesped Vitainus. These days of Megillus Tainus are still there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bismash Bismigash Kayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it's Asr, because those were days of Simcha. When there's no Beis HaMikdash around, then it's Mutar to fast on these days, because now it's an Avelus. V'hilchsa batlu, v'hilchsa lo batlu. So you want to know, is Megillus Tainus batal or not? The halacha is that it is batal, and the halacha is that it is not batal. So the Frakta Gemara, Kasha Hilchsa, Hilchsa, that's a direct stira. You can't say that it's batal and that it's not batal. Lo kasha. Kan b'Chanukah Purim, kan b'Shar Yomi. It depends which Yom Tov we're talking about. Chanukah and Purim are still there. Those are still days of Megillah's Tainus that we observe. Other days, we don't observe a Megillah's Tainus anymore. All the rest of the Megillah's Tainus days are no longer observed. Good, so that is the Maskana of the Gemara. So we have this Machlokas Amorayim at first, and then it turns out to be Machlokas Tanayim, whether Megillah's Tainus is Batel. The halacha is that for the most part, it is Batel, but Chanukah and Purim are not Batel. Just parenthetically, in that story that we told of Yehuda ben Shemua, so how did they, what did they do in the Hafganah? How did they cry out? They said, Lo Achechem Anachnu, Lo B'nei Avechad Anachnu, Lo B'nei Eim Achas Anachnu. Marsha points out they said three different things. It happens to be that there were three gezeros that were made against Klal Yisrael as well. It said that Shlo Yasku B'Torah, Shlo Yimolos B'Neim, Sheichalu Shabbosos. So the Marsha says it can't be a coincidence that three gezeros, and they cried out about three relationships that they had with the Malchus. So the Marsha says clearly they connect to each other. The fact that they were coming to be Mevatel Torah, the Torah says Lotisav Adom Ki Achichahu, that's going on Malchus Edom, that's Malchus Esav. So that's why Lo Achechem Anachnu. They came to be Mevatel Mila, and so that's why they said Lo Bnei Av Echad Anachnu. We both came from Yitzchak, who is Nima L'Shmona. Yitzchak is the first one to get a Bris Mila on the eighth day, and they wanted to be Mevatel Shabbos, so they said Lo Bnei Eim Achas Anachnu. We all come from Rivka. Rivka was the one that Ner Dalak Ba'ala, the Ner remained lit in her tent. Milel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. Shabbos was special for Rivka. Shabbos took care of Rivka. Shabbos was something, was one of the ways that we knew what kind of special tzaddikas she was. So you see that the three line up with the three phrases that they use to describe the relationship line up with the three gzeros that were made against Klal Yisrael at the time. Now the Rishonim raised the question that we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel in Maseches Tainis, whether the halacha is like the shita that the Yom Maksuvim b'Megillas Tainis are asur lefneihem, or do we assume the Yom Maksuvim b'Megillas Tainis are mutar lefneihem, meaning the days of Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to fast, are you're allowed to fast the day before the days of Megillas Tainus. Well, my nafkamina for us, Megillas Tainus is batel anyway. Not all of Megillas Tainus is batel. We still have Chanukah and Purim. So you're allowed to fast the Machlokas, so you're allowed to fast the day before Chanukah or the day before Purim. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, well, we do fast the day before Purim. That's Tainus Esther. So if you hold that, you're not allowed to fast the day before the Megillas Tainus days, and Purim is one of the Megillas Tainus days that we keep. So why are we allowed to fast on Tainus Esther? So Rishonim have a whole slew of different answers. The Ritva suggests that maybe we passing like Shmuel on this issue because since we passed him Batel Megillas Tainus, so they thought to be more makel and to be makel at least on the day before. Meaning even since overall Megillas Tainus is Batel, the ones that we keep we should at least be makel like the Shita that holds the day before you're allowed to fast. That's how the Ritva suggests. And other Rishonim, also Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Mor, they all have different suggestions. The Orach Chaim says what I thought was the most pashut suggestion, though. Berkei Yosef and Simtaf Reish Peivav quotes from the Orach Chaim, and this is based on other Rishonim say a similar idea in other contexts, that the Isser of Tainus on the day before Megillas Tainus is a Tainus Shel Tzar. They are not allowed to have a fast day when it's a Tainus Shel Tzar, when it's a fast day of Tzar. Tainus Esther is not a Tainus Shel Tzar. It's a very unique kind of fast day. We're not suffering on Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is a zecher to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos when we cry out to Him. Tainus Esther is part of the celebration of Purim, that Purim is more meaningful against the backdrop of Tainus Esther, where we show, look what we did, how we cried out to Hashem, and Hashem answered, and there was a nes of Purim. So if it's a Tainus of celebration, it's a Tainus of Simcha, which is a unique kind of Tainus, maybe that there's no Isser of Tainus on the day before Megillas Tainus day. It was only the Yisra of Tainus would only be for a Tainus Shel Tzar, not for a Tainus Shel Simcha. The Ran suggests a different quote from the Ramban, that since Yud Gimel Adar is also Yom Nikanar, and as it was one of the days of Megillas Tainus, it was Yom Nikanar, is one of the days that we had to celebrate as a Megillas Tainus, but they were Mevatel its day as a Megillas Tainus. They were Mevatel Megillas Tainus, so Mevatel the unique character of Yom Nikanar. Nikanor, in the special celebration of Yom Nikanor. So once they're mevatel that, they're not going to keep it as a day that's Aser B'Tainis because of it being the day before a Megillas Tainis day. It was one of the Megillas Tainis days. We're mevatel it as itself, as being a special day in itself. So we can't keep it as a special day as a result of it being the day before one of the special days. Okay, right through the Gemara now. So the Mishnah said, Al-El M'nei Roshan V'al-Tishra M'nei Takanas HaMo'ados, that the Shluchim Guard in Elul to let everyone know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and the Shluchim Guard in Tishrei to let everyone know so that people will be able to cheshbon when Yom Kippur and Sukkot is going to be. So, given the Nafgalu Ha'el La'Tishrei Lamalu, once you had Shluchim Guard to let you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is going to be, why do you need Shluchim for Tishrei? Because, V'chi Teimet Dim La'Abrua La'Elul, and if you say, well, you need Shluchim for Tishrei, because what if Elul is a 30-day month? V'amra B'chin Barkana, Amarav, Mimos Ezra Ve'eluch L'matzinu El Mu'ubar. But we know that never happened. We never found, Elul was never Mu'ubar. So why can't they just count 29 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then they know it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why do you have to worry about Elul being Mu'ubar? It never happened. So Lo Matzinu Lo Itzrich. No, Lomatsinu means it never happened because they never had to do it. But if they would have to do it, then we would be Ma'aber El. It's not out of the question. So, frankly, Gemara, Hamikalkal Rosh Hashanah. But if you Ma'aber El, then it's going to mess up Rosh Hashanah. Meaning the way Rashi understands it is, if everyone is observing one day of Rosh Hashanah because they're following the Rove, you're really messing up Rosh Hashanah. So it says, Gemara, Mutav Tikalkal Rosh Hashanah, V'leyiskalkal Kul Mu'ados. We'd rather everyone mess up Rosh Hashanah than mess up all the other Yom Tovim. Dekanami Diktanial And we see that in Tishrei they go out mipnei takanas amados. So you see that that's what the Rabbanu Choshish for the other moados, the other yom tovim within Tishrei. They were choshish for that it shouldn't get messed up, that everyone should know when to observe them. Val kislev mipnei Chanukah val adar mipnei Purim. We said that shluchim go out on kislev for Chanukah and adar for Purim. So says Gemara v'ilu nisabra ashana yotzen af al adar sheni mipnei Purim lo katani. The Mishnah never says anything about if it's a leap year and there's an Adar Sheni, that you would send Shluchim out for that. How come it doesn't say that in the Mishnah? That for a leap year we'd send people out, we'd send Shluchim out to let everyone know about Adar Sheni? So says Gemara, Masnisin Delok Rebbe. Our Mishnah must be against Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Omer, Im Nisabra Hashana Yotzin Af Al Adar Sheni Mipnei Purim. Rebbe says that they do send Shluchim out for Adar Sheni because of Purim. So it's a machlokus between our Mishnah and Rebbe whether they would send special Shluchim out for Adar Sheni as a result of Purim. Tosos raises the question, Vim Tomer Latana Di Don, Kivin Delo Nafke Al Adar Sheni, Hei Chadush Nisabra Hashana. If you don't send out Shluchim about Adar Sheni, forget about Purim being an Adar Sheni and letting people know about that. What about the fact that people need to know that it's not going to be Pesach 2 weeks later? What about the fact that people have to know that there's an extra month in the year? How are people going to know that there's an extra month in the year? So Tosa says, no, it's easy. The fact that no Shluchim came that Rosh Chodesh should be an indication that that Rosh Chodesh was not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because one of the months that we do send Shluchim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when Shluchim don't show up, that will be their proof that it's not Nisan and that it must be Adar Sheni. That's what Tosa suggests. The Ritva disagrees. He says they would definitely send Shluchim out for Ibar Shana as soon as Bezin is Ma'abar the Shana. But that has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about sending out Shluchim for Rosh Chodesh, not for an Ibar Shana. So the Ibar Shana decision didn't have to happen Rosh Chodesh time. The Ibar Shana decision could have happened in the middle of the month. So that's when the Shluchim went out for the Ibar Shana. That has nothing to do with us, though. We're talking about sending out for Rosh Chodesh. So anyway, so back in the Gemara, we have this Machlokas, our Mishnah versus Rebbe, whether they sent out Shluchim for Adar Sheni. So what's the Machlokas about? The Gemara is going to have two suggestions. Suggestion number one, Lema Bahaka Miflugi. The Mar Savar Kol Mitzvah Sinogos P'Sheni Nogos P'Rishon. The Mar Savar Kol Mitzvah Sinogos P'Sheni Einogos P'Rishon. Machlokas, whether we observe Purim in Adar Rishon or not. If we observe Purim in Adar Rishon, so we already had Purim, we don't need Shluchim for Adar Sheni. But if we don't observe Purim in Adar Rishon, so then we need Shluchim for Adar Sheni. Says Gemara, lo, that's not the machlokas. To Kuli Alma, a second possibility. To Kuli Alma, mitzvahs nagos b'sheni, ein nagos b'rishon. It could be everyone agrees that we don't observe Purim in Adar Rishon. V'hachu b'Ibur Shana k'miflgi. Over here, what they're arguing about is about Ibur Shana in general. When they add an extra month in the year, is there a set number of days that they always add for that month, or can it vary? D'tanya, kama Ibur Shana, lamed yom. How many days do we add to the year? 30 days. Rav Shmuel Gamliel omer chodesh. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says no, a month. Maishal lamed yadi chodesh nami yadi. Well, either way, then you wouldn't need shluchim for other bays, because both opinions hold that there is a set amount of days. It's just whether it's 30 days or 29 days. So what's the opinion that says that they would need shluchim for other bays? Amar papa mandi amar chodesh rotza chodesh rotza shloshim. No, the one that says that it's chodesh, that it's a month, holds that you could do one or the other, that you could do 29 days or you could do 30 days. So that opinion holds that you would need shluchim for other sheni. But the opinion that says that it's dafka shloshim yom holds that ain't a chinami, you don't need shluchim for other sheni. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Hey Rabbi Shimon Levi, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.